day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales would a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it. Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Strong triple-digit gains seen in cattle futures today as traders looked for additional support through the complex. The increased market support may continue to drive additional gains for early next week. Corn prices, though, lower in light trade today. Stock markets higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 55 points higher. NASDAQ up 11 points. Due to a lack of overall trade volume in the complex today, strong nearby buyer support continued to hold in live cattle futures. Nearby contracts, though, holding triple-digit gains, with traders focused on firm support in the cash cattle trade, as well as the recent bounce in beef values, which helped to bring additional support back to the complex. December through April contracts trading at 11 to 112.40 per hundredweight, which is extending the short-term bullish market run. Even with the limited volume in the market, the potential to bring support back to the complex could help to drive additional trade interest back to the table for early next week. Triple-digit gains continue to hold in feeder cattle contracts, although prices in all contracts have pulled back from early market support as buyers have seen limited follow-through during the day. Strong gains in cash cattle trade Wednesday helped to spark the renewed buyer support, but the extremely light trade volume has kept the market generally untested in many ways. Grain futures opened steady to mixed today with expiration of December options, a factor as markets closed early today at 12.05 p.m. Corn prices opened a little softer today with a battle shaping up as December options expire today. Soybeans tried to extend their rally after moving to fresh four-month highs ahead of the holiday. January futures closed above their 38.2% retracement of the sell-off from June highs. Wheat prices, though, also opened a little softer today, with the nearby battling at the $4 strike where 1,532 calls and 2,255 puts were open on Wednesday's close. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.